Friends, may the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. Friends, the gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Is this on? Oh, there it is. Can you hear me okay? Thanks so much for the wonderful greeting and the wonderful welcome to the parish. As Monsignor mentioned, I'm Gary Weissman, a priest of the Diocese of Mandeville, Jamaica. Once each year in all the parishes throughout your diocese, a missionary is invited to be able to share the needs of God's poor and to ask you to help us to bring them dignity. So I'm very grateful to the Archdiocese, to the Mission Office, to all of you here for welcoming me to Holy Family this weekend. And I just have one commercial before I begin. I did not bring this heat. Go away, right? Go away. But it's always like this in Jamaica, only it's hot and humid. But when we hear the word Jamaica, what do we think of? Ocho Rios? Montego Bay, music, reggae music, a great time in Jamaica, a place for honeymoons, vacations, Bob Marley. After a 5 o'clock mass on a Saturday evening, people will tell me that they were thinking a little bit about our great Jamaican rum. And then the next morning, they all want Blue Mountain coffee. And who here could forget the Jamaican bobsled team? You know, all of that's part of Jamaica, but the reality of Jamaica is very different. It's very poor. Jamaica is among the poorest countries in our hemisphere after Haiti. The Diocese of Mandeville is the poorest of the three dioceses in Jamaica. Though not all Catholic, we have over 500,000 people, and about half have no running water. There's an alarming number of destitute elderly, an unbelievable number of abandoned, neglected, and abused kids. Youth between the ages of 15 and 19, 25% are functionally illiterate. They can't read or write. Many still use a very primitive means to dispose of their own personal waste. They have to go out into the bushes and then cleanse themselves with leaves from the ground. And the average wage earner makes about $50 a week. Jamaica is very poor. But with the help of the first world, we in the Diocese of Mandeville strive each and every day to, first of all, bring to our people God's word in our Catholic tradition. But we strive also to bring to them some of the dignity they deserve. Why? Simply, they are the children of God. And so we have a program that helps youth get a start in life. They come to the program each day, they get a bit of education, but more importantly, they learn a trade so that they can go out later in life and support the families that they'll bring into the world, kids that need that start in life. We also have a home for 75 destitute elderly people, folks in their late 60s, 70s, 80s, who've been discarded, if you will. Some are found sleeping on the side of the road, others in ditches. One poor woman was living in a cave. The home that we provide is not like your typical American facility. Our people live in dormitory-style living, 4, 5, 6 to a room. They walk down one corridor for the meals, another corridor for the facilities. But at least they're living with some of the dignity that they deserve, because they are the children of God. 75 people, 365 days a year. In our diocese, we build little homes for people. I was confused when I heard that. I asked the bishop why, and he says, "Gary, you'll understand when you meet the Jenkins family and see their home." Friends, the home was a shack. It was made of wood, tin, and palm fronds. It was about as wide as maybe the first seat here in front of me, and it went back 3 or 4 pews at the most. The first part of the little shack had to be a kitchen. Lying on the dirt floor, there was no flooring. Lying on the dirt was a small hibachi-like thing that they used to cook with. And then on the other side of that was certainly the bedroom. Lying on that dirt was one dirty, filthy, sweat-ridden, and very smelly mattress with no sheets on it. And that was it. No running water, no electricity, but a home, if you will, for a mom and a dad and their 9 children. The little homes we build are not much by American standards. They cost $6,000 to build. Can't get much in this neighborhood for that, can you? Not at all. But these homes are 40 by 28. They have a roof, a floor, sides, windows, even a small porch out front. You or I would use this for a shed in the backyard to store things. But when you've been living in worse conditions than we here would ever allow our domestic pets to live in, these little homes become castles for those who have them. The day we were there, Bishop Boyle promised the Jenkins family that hopefully one day they'd have a home to live in. And thank God today they do. Little homes for the poorest of God's poor. In our diocese now, we have 20 parishes and 3 missions. We're blessed to have those. As I was getting acquainted, I met one of the priests outside his church one day, and the first thing he mentioned to me, he says, "Many of my people walk 2 to 3 hours every single Sunday in the very hot, the very humid weather of Jamaica so that they can go to church." He said to me, "They come to pray and to stay." Well, when he said that, I was a little confused, not about the prayer part, but I said to him, "What do you mean they come to stay?" And he said to me, "Well, with the Jamaican people, if Mass doesn't last at least 2 hours, and the priest homily isn't well over 1 hour, they don't feel they've even been to church." So I hope no one has brunch reservations today. He told me, he said that one day 2 kids from the parish came running down the hill crying. And when he asked what was wrong, they said, "Father, please come with us. Our mom said she's going to kill herself." So he went right back up, only to find that mom sitting on a bench, bawling her eyes out. And when he asked her what was wrong, she said, "Father, I don't want to go on in life anymore. I don't want to live. Look at my kids. They're starving. I have no money to buy food, and it's always that way." That is very sad. But in all of our parishes, we try to meet not only spiritual needs, but also some of the very basic needs of God's people. So Father Peter went back down to the parish. He gathered up beans and rice, enough that would feed the family for about a week, and he brought them back in just a brown paper bag and gave them to the mom. He said, with a big smile on her face, she hugged him, she thanked him, but then she wandered off. Well, when she did come back, he asked her what happened, where had she gone? And I'll never forget what he said her response was. She said, "Well, Father, there's another single mom just down the pathway. She feels the way I do because she can't feed her kids either. So I took half of the beans and rice you gave me, and I gave them to the other mom and to her family." And that, friends, that touched my heart, because that is the living story of the widow's mite that we read in Scripture. Friends, I truly believe our God has empowered people in first world countries like our own to be at least part of what changes that face of poverty, neglect, devastation in the lives of God's people. Think about it. Giving for you and me here in America isn't so much a financial decision. We have what we need, and we have much of what we may want. Giving for us is very much a spiritual decision. In the gospel today, Jesus says, "You are Peter. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." And when he talked about building the church, so often we think of the church as a beautiful building like your church here at Holy Family. But what Jesus was saying is he would build his church, because the church is you and me. We are the church, the people of God, just as the folks in the time of Jesus were the church. So you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And we've continued to grow throughout the years in spirit and in faith and in love and in our ability to reach out and to care for one another, to care for all God's people, no matter what their race, no matter what their language, no matter what their language of life, to care for all of God's people. And Jesus, while he was here on earth, taught us part of the way to do that. For Jesus always heard the cry of the poor and the poor in spirit, and Jesus always responded. Today, 2,000 years later, the Lord continues to hear that same cry. The only difference today, the Lord asks you and me to respond in his name. And so today in our churches, I believe you know, there are two collections. The first collection at the offertory time is for your parish of the Holy Family and your beautiful church. Please be generous, first of all, in that collection, as you always are. Otherwise, Father Ricky will never have me back again. And then the second collection, which will take place after Holy Communion, the second collection is for the poor of the Diocese of Mandeville. $10 buys beans and rice enough to feed a family for a week, the cost of a couple value meals at Burger King. $40 feeds a family for 1 month. $100 helps to provide medicines for the kids at the program, the old folks at the home, and the many that come to our clinics out in the bush. We have clinics for people who can't get care anywhere else. $100 is the cost of maybe one not-so-good seat to a pro football game at Sci-Fi Stadium. $500 helps us to keep the doors of our schools open, our grammar schools, our high school, so the kids learn and learn about Jesus. $500 is a lot of money. At the same time, the cost of maybe one day of a family summer vacation, when you add up all the costs and divide it by the days. And for $6,000, we can build a humble home. One evening at dinner with good friends, they said, "You know, we're going to update the kitchen." I said, "Why?" They said, "We want a new look." And I said to them, "Well, then I've got a great idea. But what y'all have to understand is the last thing any of my friends want is for me to have a great idea." So I said to them, "How about after dinner, we can go down to Home Depot, we'll get a can of paint, a new color, I'll help you paint, you'll have the new look." And you know the great idea. I said, "You can write a check for $6,000 so a family has a home." Well, I thought that was very logical, but that was the end of that conversation. Until the next week, we got together again. They said, "You know, Gary, we've been thinking and praying about the house and the kitchen. We would like to update, but we don't need to. So here's a check so a family has a home." Friends, I invite you today, if you'd like to support our ministries in the Diocese of Mandeville, I invite you to make not so much a contribution, but rather a spiritual sacrifice that helps to bring dignity to God's poor. Someone here may be able to provide one brick to help build a home. For that person, it is a sacrifice. Others may be able to write a check so a family would have a home. For those folks, a sacrifice. And yet others may be able to provide a neighborhood. What is important in our relationship with Jesus, what's important for our spiritual lives, it's not an amount, not an amount. What is important is the sacrifice that we make. If you'd like to write a check, please write the check to Holy Family Church. Please write Jamaica where it says memo and place it in the second collection basket. There are also some green envelopes in the pockets in front of you. I think there's still some in there. Yeah, there seem to be. And on the front, it's the Society for the Propagation of the Faith. On the back, Mission Cooperative Program. If you want to think about, pray about, or don't have a check with you, want to write one, take one of these home with you. And whatever's in these envelopes, if you put it in the collection next week or drop it by the parish, will be for the Diocese of Mandeville. And if you lose the envelope and want to write a check from home, just any white envelope from home, you can write "For Jamaica" on the front of it and drop it by next week. With all my heart, thank you for whatever sacrifice you might make. The first collection today is for you and your parish. The second collection for the poor, that now together through your support and our ministry, we serve in the Diocese of Mandeville. Amen. Amen. You must be clapping for more because I have 45 more minutes to go today. God bless you. See y'all after Mass. Thank you for welcoming me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Terry. Welcome back to Holy Family.
Thank you,
brother.
Bless you.
You know,
he's a good man, good man.
When I retired 16 years ago, I retired from fundraising. But in the old days, I used to do a little fundraising. And I remember at a mission appeal once, I said, "Don't just give $5. That's a tip at the car wash." I got a little feedback on that one. But it helped because people remembered that $5 is a tip at the car wash. You know, we hear about the poor. We actually care about the poor. But very frequently, we don't do anything. We don't make a sacrifice. We don't give to the poor. We feel sorry for the poor. We reach out. We care. We support the mission appeal. We can't make a difference globally, but we can make a difference in Mandeville. And that's what the privilege invitation is given to us today. So thank you very much, Gary. Okay, brother.
Bless you.
God bless you, man. Okay.